Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope, the last of the accountability series. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because I know that the more I choose to focus on the promise and the possibility, the more I will live out the promise and unlock the possible. We come together here to invest just a few minutes to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary. You're designed to be extraordinary. I know that for me, it's just a matter of taking a step out of the ordinary and the expected every single day. That's what gets me to that place of extraordinary. I do go for a moment. I do good for a couple of steps, and then I stumble, or someone pulls the rug out from under me, and I stop. Maybe I stopped because I fell on my face, or maybe I stopped because I just lost the oomph I needed to keep going. But accountability will help me take that next step to keep on moving. We need accountability, or at least I know I need accountability. But I don't need guilt-ridden reminders. I need encouragement-infused words of possibility if I want to be driven forward and to move on in this journey. For the last five times we've been together, or for the last four times, this will be our fifth time together on this accountability subject, and I've been sharing my steps for building up a solid foundation of accountability. Step one is to release the situation, just let it go. Step two is to think happy thoughts, because with happy thoughts, you can fly. Step three is to recognize the difference between accountability and guilt, because there is a difference. Step four is to maintain 3 points of contact so that I don't slip. I mean, I might slip and stumble, but I will not fall. And step five is to take a time out. The first day I shared the questions I asked that helped me determine if this particular situation is one for me or if one I just need to let go. The second day, it was all about getting and holding on to the happy thoughts and how happy thoughts let me fly. The third day, I shared the questions I asked to judge between comments made to hold me accountable and those comments that are made to make me feel guilty. And how no matter how they're given, I can choose accountability every time. The fourth time together, I shared my theory of the 3 points of contact, taken from my time climbing and spelunking. You can keep from falling if you maintain 3 points of contact at all times. Only for life, I turned it to the word, prayer, and wise counsel. Today, I'm sharing the value of taking a time out. I used to give my children a time out when they were younger, if they were throwing a fit or if they got to fighting with one another, and I would put them in a corner and let them think about their actions. Most people I talk to today say they do need more time. They need more time to relax. They need more time for self. They need more time not to have to do anything. In other words, they're looking for more time to do nothing. But that's not what a time out is. A time out is just like with my children. It's a chance to reflect and review and think about my actions. It's like the timeout you would take in the final seconds of the most important game of your life. It's about getting back into alignment and back into balance so that you can press on and win. See, I know I can win. I believe that it is possible. I've seen it happen in my life in the past. I've encountered it happening in my life around me in the moment. I've seen it, and I've experienced it, but I still manage to forget it, or something will distract me from it, or I just get too tied up in self to acknowledge it. The key to staying focused is not just in the seeing of it, but in the settled down knowing of it. Just like I have the ability to look back and see where I had a win, I need to create the ability to look ahead into the unknown or through the chaos and see that win. And sometimes, for me, this means taking a time out. I find value in taking a moment, taking a time out, a breather. It gives me a moment to review the steps that have led me to my current position. It gives me a moment to review the goals that I have set. It gives me a chance to adjust my direction if my path has gone off course from the goals I've set. It gives me a chance to adjust my skills or my knowledge so that I know what it's going to take to complete the goals. And it gives me time to see the win, to embrace the win, to live the win in my mind, and to then grow up my abilities to believe in that win. I've played organized sports, and I've been a coach as well. I know that when things get intense on the court or in the field, then a time out is in order. Let's face it, around this world, things are always intense. The world is noisy and annoying and often overwhelming. I need the coach to call a time out. And since I am that coach, then I can do that anytime that I need to. I can take a break. I can breathe. I can pause. I can rest. I can say, hold on a second. And after I hold on, I can then begin the process that's going to be required to move me forward in this journey. It's not about doing nothing. It's not about stopping. It's about breathing through to the next big step. The first time that I called a timeout as a coach, it was really more of a huddle because it was the swim team. And I gathered my team around and used the time to point out their improvements, to remind them of their goals, and to show them what had been working and moving them forward. There were a few that were still struggling, and some of them just needed to follow through on the actions we had set up at the beginning. I showed them how missed practices had been the result of them not hitting their mark and what it would take to turn it around. Looking at the inactions and balancing the results helped them to better understand the value of following through. Some of the swimmers needed to reevaluate their goals because they recognized that their actions were not exactly what they wanted anymore. They had shifted their focus, and they were no longer willing to invest what it was going to take to line up with their original goals. Some of them had experienced things that had changed their goals into a new direction altogether. Taking a time out helps all of us make better choices for the future. See, a time out allows me to review my steps. Sometimes it helps me find my clarity. 2 days after I got my driver's license, I drove myself and a friend to a youth conference in a large city near us. We spent pretty much the whole weekend lost. And I mean lost. We managed to log in about 450 miles on the car in that one weekend, all because we stayed so lost. I've been lost many times since that weekend. The worst times for me are the ones where my husband has given me the task of navigation, because maybe I'm supposed to have an idea of where we're going. I may have been there once in my life. But you would think as many times as my husband's heard my lost stories, he would never put me in charge. But no. You tell us where to go, honey. That's what he says. So we'll be moving along, and I'll realize that the landmarks are just not the way I used to remember them. And I've learned that the sooner I pronounce my concerns about maybe we're not where we're supposed to be, the sooner we can stop and find the right way. So taking a time out, pulling off to the side for a moment, allows me to look around and get my bearings. I can check the map, because yes, back then I did use a map, and I can even ask for directions if necessary. It allows me to see where I am so that I can know where to go. A time out lets me review the journey. Getting lost is not my only issue when it comes to having the right directions. Sometimes I'm just not going the right way. The directions I've received are not quite accurate for going to a particular location. It's not about being lost, but about being on the wrong road. Many years ago, some friends and I were following a map. We actually had a map, and we decided to take a scenic drive back to the hotel where we were staying at the beach. The map showed that if we stayed on this back road, that it would end at our destination. Only nobody had mentioned that to the map. We came upon a sign that pronounced pavement ends here. Now look, I live in a rural community, and we have roads that are gravel, some that are chert, and some that are just plain dirt. So I thought this warning was something along that lines, that we're shifting to a new foundation, but nope. It meant just what it said. The pavement ends here. It meant the road, and it meant right there. Fortunately, we were going slow enough that we did not end up in the swamp, because it just stopped. But the real irony is that we could see our hotel from the point where we stopped. Sometimes I get so caught up in the journey that I'm taking that I miss the signs warning that I'm going down the wrong path. Taking a time out lets me stop and breathe and think for a moment. It gives me a better chance of seeing the blocks ahead or maybe the dead ends or the other paths that I might be passing along the way. A timeout allows me to adjust or change my direction. It is a miracle we didn't end up in the swamp that day, because I have always been a plower. I haven't always taken my time on the road ahead. I plow ahead without really seeing what lies ahead. I get an idea and I move ahead with blind determination. Now, this can be a good thing when I'm plowing in the right direction, but not such a good thing when I'm not plowing in the right direction. I have left some serious messes in my plowing wake in the past. It's interesting to me how we often get paired with the perfect balance for our personalities. My husband is not a plower. He's a plotter. He thinks about it, and he thinks about it, and he thinks about it. I mean, ugh, come on. But it turns out that I need a good plotter along with me on the journey, and he needs a pretty determined plower. He provides me with a timeout before I plow everything down around me. He helps me judge the idea or the thought with more focused understanding. He helps me compare my gifts and talents and other resources to those required for the pursuit of my idea. A timeout helps me balance actions with abilities. I get a lot of ideas. Living out in the woods on 37 acres gives me a lot of room for lots of ideas. And I had an amazing idea for a landscaping project. And it only involved about a ton of rocks and soil. It was nothing really, right? But when I first envisioned the project, the children were small enough that they still took naps. And I tackled the project a little bit at a time while they were napping. Slowly but surely, I got everything in place. And 2 years later, the whole project was wiped away in a matter of days because the place I had chosen was the place we had to use to add an addition on for our family. Sometimes I push ahead too fast, and a timeout allows me to get the best measurements and utilize my resources for their best result as well. A timeout provides a lot of direction correction opportunity. It allows me to look at where I've been going and make any adjustments that are necessary. It's what will allow me to stay on target or to make the adjustment sooner rather than later. I find value in taking a moment, in taking a time out, because a time out gives me that chance to review the steps that have led me to my current position. A time out gives me a moment to see my goals and compare them to what I'm doing. A timeout allows me to adjust my direction. A timeout allows me to measure the skill set and the knowledge that's going to be required. And a timeout allows me to envision the win so that I can continue the journey. I was sitting in on a seminar recently, and during one of the segments, the keynote speaker mentioned that when we're upset about something, that our brain lights up in one particular region, according to the scientists that did this study. But if we take a moment and do something like a simple math problem, then we shift that energy from that region to another region. We move to a more analytical and less emotional region of our brain. The idea of taking a math timeout makes sense to me. And maybe it was even something Jesus was getting at when he was asked, how many times should we forgive our brothers? He made the ones asking him do math. And it just dawned on me recently that that's what he did. But even if that's not what Jesus was doing, if he wasn't following that same idea that the keynote speaker was suggesting, Jesus himself was known to take a time out now and then before responding to others. In John 8:6, the great they, have thrown a woman in front of Jesus that was caught in adultery. And she stoops down, and he stoops down to write on the ground instead of responding to their accusations. He takes a time out. And in his taking a time out, everyone else had to take a time out as they waited for him to respond. He then stood up and made the comment about those without sin casting the first stone. And then he stooped back down and started writing again. He took a second time out. And this time, everyone walked away from the moment. They had the opportunity to look at their own actions and determine that maybe they weren't going down the best path. The ways of God and the direction that he has me on will not always make sense. Sometimes he's stooping down on the ground to write in the dirt. As a matter of fact, the ways will never make sense if I hold them up to the standards and the rules of this world. But that's where being still will help me. In Philippians 4:7, it reads like this: the peace of God, a peace that surpasses all understanding of this world, that peace will guard my heart and my mind. See, when I take the time to be still in God and focus on God, then the peace that pours over me will surpass all understanding. Isaiah 26:3 puts it this way: God will keep in perfect peace the person whose mind remains focused on him. Have you ever seen a lake or a pond in perfect peace? Nothing is out of place. Nothing is out of balance. There are no waves. It is smooth and clear and calm. Now, this isn't to say that the world around me is not going to be completely chaotic. It usually will be, because that's how the world standard is. But within the eye of God, that storm will not be there. The peace and the calm comes from getting to that place, taking that time to be still, taking that moment to take a time out. I'm reminded again in Isaiah 58 that when I go to that place of calm and peace, when I turn my attention to God, it says, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, here am I. God will come to me in that place of peace and calm. God will watch me and cover me and be my rear guard. I just have to make the choice to be still and to know that he is God. And he has this. It is not complicated. I just have to choose. I have to take a break to review, to listen, and then get going once again in His design. Thank you so much for joining me for this journey to accountability. I look forward to connecting with you more and hearing about how you build your foundation of accountability. Please feel free to email me at radio@katherinelang.com. You can share your questions, your thoughts, or even ideas for future shows. I would also love to connect with you on social media. Pretty much anywhere you can find me as Katherine C. Lang. Or you can come by and download recordings of the show or listen to other shows at katherinelang.com/on-air. I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. Remember, always be a heart open to pursue the extraordinary. Until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang. Katherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Katherine's website at www.katherinelang.com. That's www.katherinelang.com. Katherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Katherine with queries or questions at contactus@katherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.katherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Katherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.